So consciously, we can feel ourselves settling, settle. Om Rimba Zen. We find our seat wherever it is in this world, and that's it. We're here. Settling. The Kamala Karkea to ground ourselves, which we so much need in a daily life that's full of struggle. But there is a ground. And we feel Akshav Tmicha. Mi Adama, Bemet. Mi Achayut. Mi Agisha, Shehigati Abaita. Mehavana Shevsha Liot Be Sheyachut Be Sheket and feel it very consciously, very clear. A place of support, a place of steadiness, of I am here, a place that is different. From an unstable, difficult, unpredictable world. It's another direction. Here I am. It's okay. Kadesh is a law, theoreti, a law, like, machshava, concept. It's really galot, it's a yashir. Miyadi. This breath. This touch of the earth underneath my body that's supporting me right now. This body-mind that's doing what it knows to do getting closer. This breath, we know how it is. We know its quality. Long, short, rough, smooth, pleasant, unpleasant. We know what it does to us to connect with this breath. We collect ourselves, samadhi, around this breath, and we feel that change. The breath breathing us, being carried by the waves. Allowing the mind to be the mind. They're also the waves in the mind. Thought passing by, like the breath. We take a moment with thought to really see what it's like to step back one step from the stream of content, tochen, in the mind, to step back and let it come and go. We are the tzofim, the watchers, the spectators, the witnesses of the play of that saga of thought. We are the audience. Don't need to be the actors. And again, we get skilled. Miumanut, the skill. Of going on that little journey back into presence in the body. The mind takes us. And we have a skill. Thank you, my mind. Now I'm going back home to my body. Again and again. And what's in the heart right now? What's the heart telling us? And in this practice, the heart is raw material, chomer gelem. We do not try and push it aside or shut it down. We allow the heart, the feelings, never mind what they are, anger, resistance, joy, caring. We allow the heart, and again, listening. Even if it's subtle, adin ma'od, kmo k'tzat hitlahavut. K'tzat inyan. K'tzat hitchabrut, to be connected to something. It's all in the heart, we allow that too. And at this moment, we will be ready to start with intention, bhavana, cultivation, intention, to purify the language of the heart, the taher. Reminding the heart of its goodness that's there, deep down. The heart loves goodness. And the phrases, Mishpatim, the phrases are reminders using language, reminding the heart of the power to love. And so we can use them, whatever phrase we chose, use it and see what happens. It's like a mantra that we offer to the heart. We just let the words work. A meta phrase like, may I be happy and peaceful. In Ivrit, we let it come up naturally and let it do its job. And we can then understand how much we use phrases in our daily life and their power. This, the metta phrases are shifting, if you like, the color of our feeling life. So often we have the opposite phrases like, oh, I'm depressed. Now we're offering something else to the heart. And see what happens. The phrases are like throwing a stone into a pond of still water that makes ripples advot. What's the advot? The ripples of the phrase that we offer, we throw into the pool. And again, we may just let the phrase that we chose, let it sweep through our body mind like a wave. The practice of metta is offering. It's not controlling. We offer the phrase and then allow it. We don't measure what happens. Metta is immeasurable. Whatever happens is fair enough, good enough. Even if it produces the opposite, anger, it's fine. But we offer, remind. And in this practice, now this afternoon, we took a long time to work with presence, to work with steadiness, to work with awareness, to be in the witness, edut, all of which helps to remind the heart of a bigger space and a pure. Remind the heart of purity. But when you practice, you decide when, how much to work with the phrases or with metta in any way. We remember that in the awareness itself, Tsumat Lev is already heart. We are kind to ourselves, to our body mind. The listening, the closeness, the embrace, the chibuk that we give to our body, to our mind, and even to experiences that arise like tiredness, we are kind, we are close, we are embracing the Chabkin. And then the phrases make sense as an empowerment, because they are tzamah.